Let's have a song, then. Oh. Come on, Mr. O'Neill. Up on the table, sing us a song.
Come on now, Master. Sing us something that we haven't heard before.
Well, very well. Perhaps this will be new to you. There is an inn, a merry old inn, beneath an old grey hill. And there they brew a beer so brown that the man in the moon himself came down one night to drink his fill. The ostler has a tipsy cat that plays a five-string fiddle. And up and down he runs his bow, now squeaking high, now purring low, now sawing in the middle.
Sawing in the middle.
The man in the moon was drinking deep and the cat began to wail. A dish and a spoon on the table danced, the cow in the garden madly pranced, and the little dog chased his tail. The man in the moon took another mug and rolled beneath his chair. And there he dozed and dreamed of ale, and in the sky the stars were pale, and dawn was in the air. The cat and the fiddle played hey diddle diddle, a jig that would waken the dead. He squeaked and sawed and quickened the tune, while the landlord shook the man in the moon. It's after three, he said. With a ping and a pong, the fiddle sing broke, the cow jumped over the moon. And the little dog laughed to see such fun, and the Saturday dish went off at the run with a silver Sunday spoon.
Listen to that last verse again.
With a ping and a pong, the fiddle strings broke, the cow jumped up.
You can't! You jumped too high, Mr. Underhill.
Where'd he go?
He went slap through the floor. I seen him.
Here, fireman! Fireman, quick!
Now then, what's all the rumpus about?
I saw him. Or leastways, I didn't see him, if you take my meaning. Mr. Underhill just vanished into thin air, in a manner of speaking.
You don't say, Mr. Mugwort.
I do say.
Well, there's some mistake somewhere. There's too much of that Mr. Underhill to go vanishing into thin air.
Well, where's he now, then?
Yeah, where is he?
Well, how should I know? He's welcome to go where he will, so long as he pays in the morning.
Well, I say I saw what I saw, and I saw what I didn't.
And I say there's some mistake.
Of course there's a mistake. I haven't vanished. Huh? Well, here I am.
Now, what have you been doing, Mr. Underhill? Frightening my customers and breaking my crocks with your acrobatics?
Yes, I'm very sorry. It was quite unintentional, I assure you. A most unfortunate accident.
All right, everybody, all right. Excitement's over. There's plenty of ale still to be drunk. And I'll ask you, Mr. Underhill, not to be doing any more tumbling or conjuring or whatever it was without warning us beforehand.
I shan't be doing anything of the sort again, Mr. Buttonborough, I promise you.
I hope not, Mr. Underhill. We're a bit suspicious round here of anything out of the way.
Nob! Well, Mr. Underhill, you have put your foot in it. Or should I say, your finger?
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, yes, you do. But we had better wait until things have settled down then, if you please, Mr. Baggins. I should like a quiet word with you.
But Frodo, who is this stranger and what's he to do with us?
My name is Strider and I want to talk to you.
What about?
A matter of some importance, although, of course, I have my price.
What do you mean?
Don't be alarmed. I mean just this. I will tell you what I know and give you some good advice, but I shall expect a reward.
And what will that be, pray?
No more than you can afford. All I ask is that you take me along with you.
Oh, indeed. Is that all? Well, even if I wanted another companion, I shouldn't agree to any such thing until I knew a good deal more about you and your business.
Excellent. You seem to be coming to your senses again, and that's all to the good. You have been much too careless so far. Very well. I will tell you what I know and leave the reward to you.
All right, what do you know?
I know you are Frodo Baggins, and I also know what you are carrying out of the Shire.
What?
Now, don't mistake me. I shall take more care of your secret than you do, and care is needed. Black horsemen have passed through Bree, and believe me, they will return, and more are coming. There are others. I know these riders, and I know their number. There are folk in Bree who are not to be trusted, and it seems all too likely that by morning these riders will know of your little prank.
It was sheer accident.
I wonder. Anyway, that accident has made your position dangerous.
I don't know why we behaved so foolishly. We ought to have stayed quiet in here.
And it would have been better, and I would have stopped you going in there if I could. But the innkeeper would not let me go in to see you.
Do you think he knows anything?
No. I don't think any harm of old Butterbur.
Well, in any event, I intend to leave Bree at first light.
But you dare not go by the open road, for the horsemen will watch it day and night. And even if you escape from Bree, you won't go far. They will come on you in the wild, in some dark place, where there is no help. Do you wish them to find you? They are terrible, Frodo. Terrible. But trust Strider, and he will take you by paths that are seldom trodden. Well, will you have him?
With your leave, Mr. Frodo, I'd say no. This Strider here, he says take care, and I say yes to that, and let's begin with him.
I think, Strider, that you are not really as you choose to look. Still, as Sam says, I don't see why you should warn us to take care and yet ask us to take you on trust. Why the disguise? Who are you? What do you really know about my business, and how do you know it?
Wait. Let me get out of sight.
Ready?
Good evening, Mr. Butterbur. I'm sorry about the commotion.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Underhill. I've just come to bid you good night. Nob, take the water to the rooms.
Oh, yes, Mr. Butterbur.
There is something else, Mr. Underhill.
Yes?
You see, it's like this. If I've done any harm, I'm sorry indeed, but one thing drives out another, as you'll admit, and I'm a busy man, and... But first one thing and then another is jogging my memory, as the saying goes, and not too late, I hope.
I'm sorry, Mr. Butterbur, but I don't follow you.
Well, you see, I was asked to look out for hobbits of the Shire, and for one by the name of Baggins in particular.
Oh? And what has that got to do with me?
You know best. I won't give you away. But I was told that this Baggins would be going by the name of Underhill.
Who told you this?
Ah, that was Gandalf, if you know who I mean. He's a good friend of mine. Well, I don't know what he'll have to say to me now. He'll turn all the ale sour, or me into a block of wood, I shouldn't wonder. Still, what's been done can't be undone.
But, Mr. Butterbur, what have you done?
Well, Mr. Took, you see, about 3 months back, old Gandalf walked in and he says, "Barley, I'm in a hurry and I want you to do something for me. I want a message took to the Shire," he says. "Have you anyone you can send and trust to go?" I can find someone," I said. "Tomorrow, maybe, or the day after." "Well, make it tomorrow," he says. And then he gave me this letter. It's addressed plain enough. I mean, Mr. Frodo Baggins, Bag End, Hobbiton, in the Shire.
A letter for me from Gandalf.
Oh, then your name is Baggins.
Yes, it is. And you had better give me that letter at once and explain why you never sent it.
Oh, I beg your pardon, Master, but I didn't keep it back a purpose. But I couldn't find nobody willing to go to the Shire next day, nor the day after, and none of my own folk were to spare, and then one thing after another drove it out of my mind. Oh, I'll do what I can to set matters right. You must believe me. Oh, I didn't know that it would bring trouble to you, Mr. Baggins.
What do you mean, trouble?
Well, these Black Riders who've been asking for Baggins, and that ranger, Strider. He's been asking questions, too. Tried to get in here to see you, he did.
Yes, he did.
What do you want? You're always popping up.
He's here with my leave. He came to offer his help.
Oh, well. You know your own business, maybe, but if I was in your plight, I wouldn't take up with a ranger.
Then who would you take up with? A fat innkeeper who only remembers his own name because people shouted at him every day? They cannot stay in the pony forever, and they cannot go home. They have a long road before them. Will you go with them and keep the Black Riders off?
Me? What, leave Bree? I wouldn't do that for any money.
Well, then, let others help them.
But what are these Black Riders after? And where do they come from?
I'm sorry, Mr. Butterbur. I can't explain it all. I'm not sure, but I fear they come from...
They come from Mordor. What? From Mordor, Barleyman, if that means anything to you.
Oh, save us.
Well, Mr. Butterbur, are you still willing to help me?
I am, more than ever. though I don't know what the likes of me can do against...
Against the Shadow of the East. Not much, Barleyman. But every little helps. They must stay here tonight, and you must forget about the name of Baggins till they are far away.
Oh, I'll do all that all right. But I'm afraid they'll find out he's here without help from me. It's a pity Mr. Baggins drew attention to himself this evening.
Well, we can only hope the riders won't come back yet.
I hope not indeed. But if they do, then they won't get into the pony so easy. And me and my folk will keep watch tonight. And you had best get some sleep if you can.
Yes. In any case, we must be called at dawn. We must get off as early as possible. Breakfast at 6:30, please.
Right. I'll see to the orders. Well, good night, Mr. Baggy. Underhill, we should say. Good night, Mr. Took.
Good night.
Good night, Mr. Brand... Oh, where's your Mr. Brandybuck?
Merry. I don't know. I'm afraid he's out.
He said something about going for a breath of air.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Well, you do want looking after, and no mistake. Your party might be on a holiday. Oh, I better send Nob to look for him.
Well, when are you going to open that letter?
Yes, of course. Really, old Butterbur has made a shocking mess of things.